officiously wearing the hat of the Beagle and carrying his silver-capped walking staff. He ushered Oliver into a room where 8 or 10 men sat at a large table.
Bow to the board, Oliver.
What's your name, boy?
Answer the board, Oliver.
The boy's a fool, I knew it.
Listen to me, boy. You know you're an orphan, I suppose.
What's that, sir?
Oh, the boy is a fool. I thought he was.
Hush. You know you've got no mother or father and that you were brought up by a parish, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I hope you'll say your prayers every night and pray for those people who feed you and take care of you.
Yes, sir.
So you've come to be educated and taught a useful trade.
Well, you'll start tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock picking oakum in the parish fields.
Board meeting adjourned.
In order to cut expenses, the board provided that 3 meals of thin gruel be supplied per day, with an onion twice a week, and a half roll on Sundays. This new program, on the contrary, became rather expensive in the first 6 months it had been in full operation. The undertaker's bill had gone up dramatically, and many of the paupers' clothes had to be taken in since they fluttered loosely on their wasted, shrunken forms. But the governing board looked forward to the long-term savings. The boys were fed in a large room. Stationed at one end, in a cook's apron, was Mrs. Corney, the workhouse matron. From a large copper pot, she